Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomas. Authorities in the San Diego area report a Marine helicopter has gone missing. Search teams now out looking for the craft. His latest round of Mideast shuttle diplomacy has taken Secretary of State Blinken back to Israel for talks with top government officials.
Blinken's briefing Israel's leaders on Hamas's response to a proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of scores of hostages as the war enters a fifth month, with both sides dug in and pursuing thus far elusive goals. Israel remains deeply shaken by Hamas's October 7 attack that ignited the war and concerned about the fate of over 100 hostages still held in Gaza. Israel's vowed to press ahead until total victory, while Hamas is demanding an end to the war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
It appears Republican opposition has killed the Senate's $118 billion border bill. That's a bill that Speaker Mike Johnson said would be dead on arrival should it reach the House. Along with flooding, Los Angeles has witnessed hundreds of mudslides during the storms that have drenched Southern California and beyond.
It has been one of the wettest storms in Southern California history, dumping more than half the amount of rainfall Los Angeles typically gets in a season in just 2 days. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass says it's not over yet.
We still need Angelenos to take precautions and to stay informed during this time.
National Weather Service meteorologist Ariel Cohen says it's one for the record books. Between 6 and 12 inches of rain has fallen over the city and saturated the ground, and officials say that can increase the risk of landslides long after the storm passes. I'm Mike Hempton.
Reports of Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel will be stepping down after the South Carolina primary. The Dow is up 78 points and NASDAQ ahead 49. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy. It's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. And remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued.
This Cave's Key News Flash, powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. None of these candidates won the Nevada Republican presidential preference primary yesterday, besting Nikki Haley by an almost 2-to-1 margin. The former U.N. ambassador signed up for the state-run primary rather than tomorrow's Nevada GOP caucus. That's in which former President Donald Trump is taking part and expected to easily win. On the Democratic side, President Joe Biden won the nomination with nearly 90% of the votes. With Trump's expected caucus win tomorrow, it looks like, more than likely, in fact, that November's election will be a rematch of the 2020 presidential election. Yesterday's election covered just the presidential primary. The June primary will decide the candidates for races like the U.S. Senate, the House of Representatives, as well as the Nevada State Legislature. A Las Vegas jury awards $130 million in damages to the five people who sued Real Water for making them sick. The multi-million dollar verdict, the second in which a jury has awarded millions to people who sued the local bottled water company. Now, the bottled water was linked to an outbreak of liver illnesses and at least one death. Tests showed the water contained a toxic chemical used in rocket fuel. Back in October, a jury awarded more than $228 million in damages in a separate lawsuit, another lawsuit against Real Water scheduled to begin in May. And two of the biggest reminders of a time gone by are about to go down. The Clark County Commission approving a nearly $5 million project to replace two concrete signs to say McCarran Airport with signs that reflect the current name, Harry Reid International Airport. That name change happened back in 2021. The project, funded through private donations, will alter the signs of the intersections of East Tropicana and Koval and Paradise. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ. KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Having some troubles leaving Henderson right now on the Southeast Beltway. An accident, 215 westbound near Eastern. That is taking up the, it's on the right side. It looks like it could be taking up the right lane. But we're seeing a big backup nevertheless. 215 westbound approaching Eastern off to the right. We do see the flashing lights. 15 southbound through the resort corridor is looking a lot better. They've got the lanes open after that accident between Flamingo and Tropicana. Looks like that has been moved out of the travel lanes now. Better flow of traffic, but still slow as it usually is for this time of day up and down the resort corridor. A slight chance of showers early today. Partly sunny skies will take over this afternoon, and rain is likely to make a return later on tonight through tomorrow. Today's highs in the mid-50s. We're 43 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him,
check it out!
And Joan, Shengang, I'm going to pronounce it right, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Okay, so the meaningless primary is done. Nikki Haley lost to none of the above. What a joke this has become. And then, of course, there's the caucus where we'll dole out the 26 delegates. They'll all go to Donald J. Trump. I think we all know that. Joining us now, Caroline Leavitt, the Trump 2024 National Press Secretary, who joins us now. Caroline, thanks for being a part of the show. Appreciate it. You going to make the trip out to Vegas?
Hey, Kevin, thank you so much for having me. I personally will not be on the trip tomorrow. Another member of our great team will be there with the president. And I can tell you, I know personally that President Trump is very excited to get to Nevada and to thank you and all of the great people on the ground who have helped him secure this victory. Before the voting even begins, he will receive all of the delegates in this race. It's fantastic. It's another great step towards securing his nomination as the Republican nominee so we can get on and take this fight to Joe Biden and the Democrats.
And more than that, though, and in fact, he was on, Donald Trump was on yesterday with our own Wayne Allen Root, and they talked about how not just for the primary or for the caucuses, but looking ahead to November 5th, that Nevada is very much a battleground state. And it looks like, at least from bringing the candidate back here this week, that you folks believe that as well, that Nevada may be the linchpin that brings us back to power and brings us back to the White House.
Oh, absolutely. Nevada is one of the key battleground states that we will be focused on. We already are focused on. And it's because the Nevadans, great people in your state, understand that their lives were a heck of a lot better under President Trump than they are under Joe Biden, particularly when it comes to our wide open border, which I know has hit your state very hard, this mass invasion of illegal people that, by the way, Joe Biden wants to steal American jobs. He is not only pushing for this invasion and the wide open border policies that he's implemented, but he's also pushing for more than 2.5 million work permits for these illegals. And those are going to take away the hardworking middle class jobs of Nevadans, especially in the hospitality and tourism and construction industries. And so if the people of Nevada want to protect their jobs, rebuild their economy, bring prices down at the gas pump, secure the border, restore peace around this world, then you know who to vote for in November, and that's President Trump. So we'll be heavily focused on making that pitch to the great people of Nevada and also all of the other battleground states across this country where President Trump already holds a significant lead over Joe Biden. He's in the best position to win ever before.
Again, Caroline Leavitt joining us, the Trump 2024 campaign national press secretary. What do you make of all of the media reports out there that Ronna McDaniel may be stepping down as RNC chair after South Carolina? What do you make of this, and do you believe that these reports are true?
Well, I've certainly seen the reports on both sides. I've seen she's stepping down, she's not stepping down. I'll leave that to her to make that final decision, and we'll see what she has to say herself. I will reiterate what President Trump has said, which is that after the RNC winter meeting, which is taking place in Nevada, he will make recommendations as to how the RNC can move forward to grow and to become a really powerful, well-respected, and trusted force in American politics that can raise big money and small donor grassroots money across this country and help us compete and fight against the Democrats who are fundamentally destroying this country.
Caroline, you keep your ear to the ground. You talk with members of the media. You talk with John Q. Public. And I'm curious, we noticed that in Iowa and New Hampshire, illegal immigration, folks flooding across our southern border, that was the number one issue, more than even the economy. Is that the way you see it after talking with people all across the country from coast to coast?
Absolutely. From Iowa to New Hampshire to Nevada to down here in Florida, where our campaign headquarters is located, I'll tell you, I talk to people every day and we hear from them on this campaign who are scared of the border invasion that we are currently facing. There's been nearly 10 million illegal people that are flooding every corner, every community of this country. Every state is a border state. 10 million people, that is more than the total population of 40 American states. This is unsustainable. It is fundamentally destroying our country. And as President Trump always says, these people are coming from every country around this world, including our adversary countries, China, Russia, Iran. These are not people who respect our laws, our culture, and our ways. These are people who are coming here, and their first act is to illegally enter. They're criminals, and they need to be deported. President Trump has promised to launch the largest mass deportation operation in American history and shut down the border on day one of his administration. We cannot afford to let one more illegal person into this country. Those that have entered need to be sent home, especially the criminals and the thugs who have wreaked havoc on our communities. I talked to a family member of a three-year-old girl who was driving with her mother on a Sunday afternoon in South Carolina, and an illegal alien who was deported under President Trump and re-entered this country under Joe Biden's open border policy was drunk driving, T-boned their car, and took the life of that precious three-year-old Maddie Hines in South Carolina. That girl would be alive today if Joe Biden did not reverse the effective border policies of Donald Trump. One American life is far too many. We know many more have been taken, not just by illegal thugs who don't respect our people, but also by the Chinese fentanyl that is being trafficked over this border at record rates. It is the number one leading cause of death in this country, and Joe Biden is facilitating the drug cartels in their pushing of this poison in our communities.
Caroline, what did you make of the current president, Joe Biden, and his speech yesterday where he dealt with this very topic, this whole illegal immigration thing, and blamed it not on himself or his administration, but blamed it on, quote, MAGA Republicans, and said he's going to make it a point every day to highlight that fact. What did you think of the speech?
Well, I thought the speech was an embarrassment to our nation. I thought it was a slap in the face to the American people who see what Biden's open border policies are doing to not only their families, but their communities in this country every single day. The world is laughing at us because of Joe Biden's weakness, and it is a brazen lie for him to point the finger at President Trump and blame this on him. Newsflash to crooked Joe Biden. Donald Trump has not been in office for the past 3 years. You have. And you are the one who has reversed single-handedly all of the effective policies that President Trump had. Biden was handed the most secure border in American history by Donald Trump. All he had to do was nothing. He didn't have to do a damn thing on immigration, but he reversed every single policy, and that's why we're in the mess that we're in. The American people will not buy this lie. That is why Donald Trump leads Joe Biden on the issue of immigration by double digits, 20 to 30 points, especially in those key battleground states. People know the truth. They remember how their lives were in President Trump's America because it was just a few years ago, and they feel the tangible difference. The fear, the death, the chaos, the destruction that has occurred in the past 3 years because of Joe Biden's policies.
Again, Caroline Leavitt joining us, the Trump 2024 campaign national press secretary. I'm going to give you the rest of this segment. And my final question is really a two-pronged question. What's on the line coming up tomorrow when we all go caucusing? And how can people access the caucus? What is your message to voters here in Nevada over the course of the next 24, 48 hours?
Our country is at stake. And I understand that, you know, Nikki Haley actually lost to nobody, literally. She lost to none of the above in the primary last night. She won't get any delegates. President Trump is guaranteed to get all the delegates from Nevada. But that should not deter you from getting out and make your voices heard. Do not get complacent. This is your opportunity to make your voice heard in your home state and to send a message, a very strong message, to the Democrats that we are going to show up in November and flood the polls so much that they can't come up with enough fake ballots. We are going to secure President Trump's victory to make this country great again. We cannot afford four more years of Joe Biden in the White House. And to the great people of Nevada, tomorrow is your chance to get out there and make that message heard. We ask you humbly to please get out and caucus for President Trump. And if you don't know where your caucus location is, you can go to our website, DonaldJTrump.com, and click on the caucus page, and you'll be able to find your location. We have caucus captains in nearly every single precinct in town. So please go to our website if you need more information. Get out there tomorrow and make your voices heard. And President Trump will be out there tomorrow night giving a victory speech and thanking each and every one of you for getting out and caucusing for him.
Caroline, thanks so much. I know you're not going to make this trip to Nevada. There will be other trips, I'm sure. Look forward to getting the chance to meet you. Thank you so much for joining us, and have a good rest of your day.
Hey, thank you, Kevin. God bless. Take care.
Caroline Leavitt, the Trump National Press Secretary. And I'll just tell you, this is going to be exciting. It's preordained. He's going to get all 26 of the delegates for Nevada. Nikki Haley gets nothing except huge embarrassment. This is embarrassing what happened to Nikki Haley last night. And can I tell you, in a sense, I feel a little sorry for Nikki Haley. I know this was her decision to not be a part of this caucus, to be a part of a meaningless exercise, better known as none of the above. I'm just going to tell you, it's embarrassing. And now she's going to stay in the race, apparently, until March 24th. That's when they're going to have South Carolina. And I'll just tell you, she's going to get embarrassed there. I mean, how do you go out gracefully from a presidential campaign? That's what we'll find out coming up probably by the 24th of March. It's going to happen. Sad but true. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
They will stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
You support transparency in government, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there are tax dollars, right?
So when local governments decide how much to, say, pay police officers or when they set the salaries for teachers, you think those discussions should be open to the public, right?
Oh, yeah, actually, I'd like to be in that meeting to give my 2 cents.
Well, what if I told you that currently, when local governments meet with union leaders to have those discussions, it all happens behind closed doors?
What? What do you mean, behind closed doors?
In Nevada, public sector union negotiations are exempt from the state's open meeting laws. The entire process is closed to the public. Even as a public employee, you would not be allowed to see what they're negotiating.
Wow. How much we're going to pay teachers and police seems like a pretty big discussion to keep hidden from taxpayers.
Better government begins with more transparency, not less. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to find out more. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Let's talk about the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners. And of course, our very own Demopolis Law did it again. For the second straight year, they are the Best of Las Vegas Gold winners. And this year, they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. So if you're still thinking about which accident lawyer to hire, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at LegalElite.com.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at pestworld.org.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Yesterday, on this very radio station, Donald J. Trump, the 45th president of the United States, and maybe the 47th president of the United States, was on with Wayne Allen Root, looking ahead to a second term. Here it is.
Let me talk about now looking forward to November and hopefully pray for it winning the presidency and you being 47. So what did you learn in your first term that you think will allow you to more permanently drain the swamp this time once and for all? What little secrets did you learn the first time around that you're going to apply the second time around?
Well, if you think of all the things we did, despite opposition that never ends, and it won't ever end for anybody else either, these people, this is just the way they play the game, and it's a terrible way to play a game, but it's very bad for our country. But despite everything, we got tremendous support, tremendous tax cuts, tremendous regulation cuts. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. We rebuilt our military. We did things that nobody thought were possible. Ukraine would have never happened. Israel, the attack on Israel, as you know, as a great lover of Israel, would have never happened.
Yes.
That would have never happened.
Never.
China wouldn't be talking about Taiwan. You know, all of these things, and there would have been no inflation. We were energy independent. Now we're not. All of this stuff, I mean, it just wouldn't have happened. It's so sad to see. But what I have learned more than anything else is I know the great people. You know, when I went there, I didn't know a lot of people. I was there 17 times in D.C., 17 times in my life. I don't think I ever stayed over.
Wow.
According to the fake news, but you can never believe the fake news. But I don't believe I ever stayed over, and all of a sudden I'm president. So it wasn't my group. It wasn't my you know, group of people. And now I know them,
right.
I think, better than I know the good ones, the bad ones, the strong ones, the not-so-smart ones, and the very smart ones. And we're going to have some great people. We had great people in the first, but we're going to have some really great people. I know the ones that we want to, that you like and that we want to count on.
That's the former President Donald J. Trump on this radio station yesterday. I want to go to Joe Biden, and I'm going to try and squeeze this in here at the bottom of the hour, because this is getting nasty. Joe Biden made a speech yesterday on illegal immigration, and he went all political on the MAGA Republicans. This is cut number two. Joe Biden at the White House yesterday getting all political on MAGA Republicans. Here it is.
You know, there's more work to get this done over the finish line, and I want to be clear. Doing nothing is not an option. Republicans have to decide. For years, they said they want to secure the border. Now they have the strongest border bill this country has ever seen. We're seeing statements about how many oppose the bill now. Look, I understand the former president is desperately trying to stop this bill because he's not interested in solving the border problem. He wants a political issue to run against me on. I've all but said that across the board. No one really denies that I'm aware of. The American people want a solution that puts an end to the empty political rhetoric, which has failed to do anything for so long. We have to get the resources to the border to get the job done. So Republicans have to decide, who do they serve? Donald Trump or the American people? Are they here to solve problems or just weaponize those problems for political purposes? I know my answer. I serve the American people. I'm here to solve problems. It was just months ago that Republicans were asking for this exact bill to deal with the border, to provide support for Ukraine and Israel. And now it's here. And they're saying, never mind. Never mind. Folks, we've got to move past this toxic politics. It's time to stop playing games with the world waiting and watching. And by the way, the world is waiting. The world is watching. They are waiting and watching what we're going to do. We can't continue to let petty partisan politics get in the way of our responsibility. We're a great nation. It's not acting like a great nation. So I'm calling on Congress to pass this bill. Get it to my desk immediately. But if the bill fails, I want to be absolutely clear about something. The American people are going to know why it failed. I'll be taking this issue to the country. And the voters are going to know that it's not just a moment. Just at the moment, we're going to secure the border and fund these other programs. Trump and the MAGA Republicans said no, because they're afraid of Donald Trump. Afraid of Donald Trump. Every day between now and November, the American people are going to know that the only reason the border is not secure is Donald Trump and his MAGA Republican friends.
It's time for Republicans in the Congress to show a little courage, to show a little spine, to make it clear to the American people that you work for them, not for anyone else. I know who I work for. I work for the American people. I'm almost like this. We have to remember who in God's name we are. We're the United States of America. You've heard me say it many times. There's nothing beyond our capacity if we do it together. We're right on the verge of doing it together. I hope and pray they find reason to reconsider blowing this up.
It doesn't look like anybody, you know, this is one of those deals where, and I want to say Joe Biden said this at one point in his career about a politician where he